Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 25 kuNhlangula 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
kuyasiaffecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu throughout abantu bazisebenzele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Abaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe yase-Afrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kulelizwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi womdumo kamaskandi u-Anthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlandi wechishi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lasikhombisa ababulewe yi-COVID-19 izolo kuthi abedlula amakhulu ayisificaminwembili 826 bafunyanwe belegcikwane leli. Lokhu kudale ukuba amapholisa kobulawayo aqinise isiqondiso sokuvimba ukuhamba-hamba kwabantu kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya kwelesithupha ekuseni. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Iningi labaphila ngokuzisebenza kobulawayo bathi akula ngenye indlela ngaphandle kokuba bayamukele umgoqo osubekiwe wokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Unkosikazi Debra Mugasa, omunye wabaphila ngokuzisebenza, uthi isikhathi esibekiweyo sibathwalisa nzima.
Kuyasiaffecta kakhulu ngoba amabhizinisi ethu alama peak hours lapho sithola khona imali, but isikhathi sakhona ongananzelela sokungu 8 to 3 ama business hours, which affecta kakhulu ngoba abantu throughout abantu bazisebenzele sebebuyele emakhaya.
Unkosikazi Mugasa uthi isinqumo sikahulumende sokuba babe lezithupha zokuba bahlabile ukuze bathengise yikwephula ilungelo loluntu.
Singananzelela ekuqaliseni uhulumende wathi ayiso force matter, unqaka leso sokuthiwa abantu ukuthi beqale sokwenza amabhizinisi abo kumele bebe lama-certificate. So ungathi ufosa abantu, amalungelo abantu sesephulwa lapho.
Umqondisi wenye inhlanganiso yabaphila ngokuthengisa eBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Michael Ndiweni, yena uthi okuhle ngale i-lockdown yikuthi abavalelwanga ukusebenza.
Lockdown le ivele into besiyikhangelele, kodwa okuhle ukuthi akumiswanga umsebenzi abantu abazisebenzayo, kuyibo abaphethe vele umnotho welizwe.
Uqhubeke ekhuthaza abantu ukuba bayehlaba ijekiseni yokuvikela ukubamba i-COVID-19.
Kumani liyehlaba ijekiseni, njalo sithi uhulumende yenze ijekiseni le itholakale lasemalokishini ebantwini. Kunzima ukuthi abantu bethathe imijovo baye endaweni lezi ezikhona kathesi.
Phezu kokuba abantu bengahamba-hambi kusukela ngehola lesithupha ntambama kusiya ngehola lesithupha ekuseni, uhulumende uphinde wathi wonke umuntu ophila ngokuzisebenza usezamele abe letafula lokusebenza andubana esethe wahlaba ijekiseni e-COVID-19 vaccine, okuyinto esolwa ngabaphila ngokuzisebenza njalo bengavumelani lehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu ukuba bavale ibhizimusi. Namhlanje kobulawayo ayisiwo wonke amabhizimusi alandele isikhathi sokuvala okugoqela abaphila ngokuzisebenza. Kunje sebesedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisikhombisa 725,582 abantu asebenelise ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala e-COVID-19 vaccine. EZimbabwe jikelele njalo sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 467,733 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Imigoqo emitsha efakelwe ezinye indawo zakoBulawayo kulandela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus ikhanya ingalandelwa ngabanye abalokhe bezihambela bengaqezwe phakala njengensukwini kungakhathalekile lokumemetheka kwegcikwane leli. Uhulumende wazise ukuba indawo ezivalisa isigaba senkulumane okugoqela amalokishi wonke angcelelane lelokishi leli emakhandeni lamalokishi aseduze kanye lalawo okuthiwa yi-Northern Suburbs agoqela impopho mamzelikazi Luveve lenzikini yedolobho lamanye aseza kuba phansi kwemigoqo yokwenqabela igcikwane leli. Kodwa kubikwa kungelamehluko ngoba abavela lapho okuthiwa kungcono bazingenela abaphomisa ntando lapho kulenani eliphezulu labaligcikwane. UChris Kande weStudio 7 uxoxele isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Angikwazi ukuthi lapha ememetheke khona kakhulu yini ukudlula ezinye indawo zonke koBulawayo. Kodwa ngombono wami okade kuqakathekile ukuthi njengelizwe uma kusiba le-lockdown abantu babe lezinto zonke abazidingayo emizini yabo ukuze bengahamba-hambi. Okwenza abantu bagcwale basabalale badinga ukuziphilisa, badinga imali ze-school fees, abanye badinga imali ze-renti, abanye badinga nje ukuthi vele bayazisebenza. Abantu bakhutshwa ezindlini ludubu abalukhangele insuku zonke. Kodwa indawo lezi ezifakwe under i-lockdown ye kuliqiniso sibili ukuthi ngama-hotspots abonakale ukuthi abe under i-lockdown.
Selike lezwa na ukuthi bakhona ababotshiweyo besephula imigoqo yona le esifakiwe. Njalo ungasitshela ukuthi bayesaba yini abantu ukuhamba ngesikhathi esithiwa kasisavunyelwa i-curfew le esikhona?
Athi ngibe ngingakezwa ukuthi bakhona asebebotshiwe ngokuhamba-hamba ngemva kwezikhathi lezi esezibekiwe ukuthi between 6 and 6 abantu bangahamba-hambi kulezi ndawo. Ngibe ngingakezwa lutho. Kodwa i-COVID ikhona, i-COVID 19 pandemic ikhona sibili esigabeni. Kodwa ukuthi abantu abaningi balayo, abantu abaningi bayafa, hayi konke lokho angike ngikutsho ngoba angila lwazi ngakho kangako. Kodwa ngokubona izinqumo ezithathwayo nguhulumende lakho khonapha koBulawayo kumele kube khona okukhona ngalolu daba lwe-COVID 19.
Lona udubo lo daba lona lolo le coronavirus lunjani khona ngapho esigabeni elihlala khona? Lumemetheke ukuthi imigoqo le efakiweyo ibimele na ifakwe?
Abantu bakithi bangesaba sibili ukubotshwa, kodwa ukuthi abantu labo bahambe ngezikhathi bayefika emakhaya ngezikhathi kube kuqakathekile ukuthi amabhasi lezimoto zokuhambisa zibe khona ngezikhathi abantu bahambe bayefika emizini yabo ngezikhathi. Izikhalazo zabantu ukuthi lamabhasi akhona athatha isikhathi ukuthi abe khona. Le kombi ezivunyelwayo ezezubukho zilutshwana. Yikho kuningi sibilo kade kumele ukuthi ngabe siba lokuzwelana ngoba hayi abantu benza abakwenzayo ngodubo. Akula umuntu ophume emzini wakhe sithi ngisake ngiyekwephula umthetho. Abantu baphume ezindlini ngendlala lodubo.
Unkosikazi Nokuthula Ndlovu, umhlali wakoBulawayo, obekhuluma icingweni lo Chris Kande weStudio 7. Umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa obambe okwesikhatshana isikhundla sokhangelane lenhlelo zokukhanga abantu ukuba bangene kubandla leZANU-PF uthi uhulumende kasoze avumele ukuba abahlala emazweni bevote kukhetho lweZimbabwe bephandle kwelizwe. Lokhu sokucunule abaningi abahlala kwamanye amazwe abafisa ukuvota. UGistube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uthi Namasa owethule lokhu emsakazweni we-ZBC ngesikhathi ekhuluma lentatheli zindaba eHarare uthe kumele wonke umuntu ofisa ukuvota ahambe eZimbabwe ukuyabhalisela ukuvota. Uthe kungeke kwenzakale ukuba kube lendawo zokuvota emazweni lapho abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala khona ngenxa yokuthi akukho emthethweni. Uphinde wathi kunzima ukuba ibandla lakhe likankase emazweni atshiyeneyo ngoba inkokheli yebandlaleli yafakelwa izijeziso zenodo ngamazwe entshonalanga. Abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo bathi kuyadanisa okwethulwe nguChinamasa. Omunye wabadanileyo ngunkosikazi Siphiwe Sithole ohlala kwele Ireland.
Owami umbuzo kuPatrick Chinamasa ngale statement yakhe yokuthathi singavota sibuye sizoregister. Uthi sibuya njani njengoba sazi ukuthi kuvaliwe kakuhambeki ama-borders are closed. Akulula ukubuya sizoregister. Siyehluleka ukuzongcwaba abazali bethu bebhubhile kodwa kuthiwe buya uzoregistela ukuthi uvote. Why can't I register electronically ngilapha engikhona?
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Nkululeko Gobala Ntamathe ohlala eGoli kwele South Africa.
Uma bengasivulela ukuthi thina sivote singaphandle kwamazwe angeke bethole lutho, bazathola zero. Yingakho befostela ukuthi abantu bebuye ezweni bezovota bekwazi ukuthi akekho umuntu ozokhululwa ngumlungu. Siyavota ezweni leZimbabwe because asina maphepha asinani. Uyakwazi ukuthi uma usiyavota le usiyaphenduka uthola umsebenzi ungasekho.
Umnumzana Danny Moyo ohlala kule Melika laye uthi imbi kakhulu inkulumo kaChinamasa ngoba abadabuka eZimbabwe bathuthukisa umnotho welizwe.
Indaba ye-diaspora vote indaba eqakathekile kakhulu since abantu bakithi abaningi bahlala emazweni njalo futhi abantu bakithi yibona abanceda umkhonomi weZimbabwe ngokuthumela izimali okuthiwa ngama-remittances.
Kodwa umnumzana Eliphas Mashaba okubandla leZANU-PF uyakusekela okukhulunywe nguChinamasa.
Ubaba uChinamasa into ayikhulumayo iqondile njalo isemgceke ngoba ludaba oluhlezi luvele lukhona egudini. Udaba lwama-sanctions, udaba lokuthi kanti nxa sokuthe kwakhona ngale ama-diasporans evote khona ngale azabe ekungolithwa mbani wangithi na. Suka babuye bezovota ekhaya.
Isisekelo sombuso welizwe leZimbabwe sikubeka sobala kusigaba songamajumi ayisithupha lasikhombisa ku-section 67 ukuba zonke izizalwane zeZimbabwe zilelungelo lokuvota. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland ngingukips Dube.
Namhlanje kuhlelo sikhangela ukukhuphuka kwenani lasebebulawa yi-COVID-19 kanye labafunyanwa bele gcikwane leli eZimbabwe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi lemhlabeni jikelele. Evula ngokusemthethweni umhlangano womanyano wamazwe e-Afrika we-Pan-African Postal Union namuhla edolobheni le-Victoria Falls, umongameli Mnangagwa ukhuthaze izizalwane ze-Afrika esizihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi zithuthukise imnotho yamazwe azo. Lanxa iningi lisithi imbuthano efana lale ichitha imali engasetshenziswa ngamazwe la, umnumzana Innocent Ndibali, umkhokheli webandla le-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, uthi uyasekela leli nyathelo.
Ye, kuqakathekile ukuthi Africa ibe lama platforms anjengawona lawa ngoba it is such platforms as discussa ama problems involve iAfrica. iAfrica kufuze ivusa amehlo inanzelele ukuthi imiyodwa ama western countries are withholding ivaccine and ileadership yama countries kufuze ukuthi ibe khona. Angiboni kulodubo ukuthi kule problem ye attendance ka president welizwe lo deputy wakhe, but okukhona ikuthi i discussion okufuze ibe laphana ukuthi how can we ensure that the vaccine is accessible across the continent, across villages, across ama communities. How can we make sure ukuthi any African anywhere in Africa can access i vaccine nxa umZimbabwe ne South Africa Africa ubele access to vaccine. Nga South African use Zimbabwe ubele access to vaccine.
Okungenziwa ilawa amazwe ukuthi athuthukise imnotho yawo kuyini.
Sisi sithandekile ama countries, ama African countries must remove ama borders immediately. Ama borders must fall. I-ownership yama minerals, i-ownership yeland must be the order of the day i-onwa nabantu abamnyama. Kufuze i-Africa jikelele, ibe reconstruction site, kudivelope ama roads, kudivelope ama buildings, ama dams, ama buildings, ama dala elungiswe. Kube lomsebenzi for ama youth across Africa, ukuze umnotho ube khona. Njalo ama sanctions e Zimbabwe or in any African country, kumele city maesuswe. Ama African countries must allow ama small scale miners njenge Zimbabwe. Africa must be very clear ukuthi kufuze ibe one country. I Africa kufuze ibe borderless. Ngoba singaba borderless, sizaba le population e 1.3 billion abantu. And then sizaba le GDP e 1.3 trillion. And that will give us ukuthi sibe lamandla okunegotiate lama countries wona lawa amakhulu. How can America ele 325 million people inegotiate labo Swaziland, labo Zimbabwe and so on? I America ele 19 trillion GDP. No, let us open ama industries ourselves using knowledge, using e-training yabantwana base Africa, and education across Africa may be free but even of high quality, and ezinye izinto mazifundiswe ngama local languages including all science, including all agriculture, including all maths, so that we can empower our communities. Ngiyabonga.
Lo ngumkhokheli we-Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, umnumzana Innocent Ndibali, obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Izakhamizi zeCholocho ziveza ukukhathazeka ngokuqhutshwa komsebenzi wezemfundo lokhu kwaqhamuka i-COVID-19 yakenye. Visithi sebebanjwa ngamandla ukuhlawulela indleko zesikolo kodwa ababalisi bengafundisi. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ubikwa usudale umonakalo emangweni wephumula esiqintini seCholocho eMathebeleland North. Unkosikazi Mayina Nkomo ongumzali ohlala kulumango ngomunye wabakhathazekileyo ngesimo se-COVID-19.
I-COVID isiphathe kube ebantwaneni besikolo. Phezu kwakho nokho kuthiwe khona bhadala umntwana engafundi. Ndanga sabhadala izimali abantwana bengafundanga, yikho kusiphathe nzima khona ukuyani kulothi ngayo yasincedi sathi bafunde mahara ngoba i-COVID-19 imali yasibulala.
Okusekelwe ngunkosikazi Senzeni Clark laye oyisakhamuzi seCholocho.
I-COVID-19 ibathi sikhona iCholocho kodwa thina sikayiboni ngamehlo. Sicela ukuthi ngayo bayasincedisa ukuthi ingathuthukiye phambili, iyehle iye phansi.
Unkosikazi Simangaliso Khumalo yena ucele uhulumende ukuthi athathe amanyathelo.
I-COVID-19 isiphathe kabuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngokuphela kwesizwe okukhona lezinganeni besikhala ukuthi ngalubani uhulumende angasinakekela ukuthi angasivikelele ebantwaneni lakulaba abazithweleyo ukuthi enxa isizwe sithi singathuthuka ngoba isizwe siyaphela.
Unkosikazi Sithembile Khumalo ukhala ngodubo olubhekane labantwana besikolo.
Ayisihluluze kakhulu labantwana bezikolo, sikhalela abantwana bakithi nje abantwana zimsizi imputa abantwana abasafunda abasathini, yikho kusuke kusihluluze kakhulu ngeCovid.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu unkosikazi Patricia Chabalala uthi ukhathazeke ngenhlawulo esizafunakala ezikolo ngesikhathi seCovid-19.
Nasi abantwana bayesikolo kodwa amatitsha wayo. Abantwana batshana behlezi bodwa. Ngibhodile mani izikolo zonke. Ngaphicuthi ufice uheadmaster kuphela. Elo bhengula ngifice uheadmaster lo deputy wakhe. Lo seofisini office odile. Njengezethu empophoma ngapha ufica ungalatitsha ungalabani kungabantwana bodwa bedlala bekholisa kula social distancing akula muntu obatshengisayo ukuthi baziphathe njani obakhuzayo amamaske flyer all over uyazi vele kanti kuzaba yini khona okuvele.
Uhulumende usethembise ukuba izikolo zizavulwa kodwa okwamanje ilizwe liphansi kweziqondiso ze-lockdown ngoba ihlandla lesithathu le-COVID-19 selithe lahlasela elizweni. Lenani lababanjwa bele-COVID-19 liya likhuphuka loba nje izikolo bezikhanyelelwe ukuvulwa ngeviki ezayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Zemidlalo owayengukaputeni weqembu lenguqu ele Dynamos kanye lelesizwe elama Warriors uMshek Chizamba aseyikhona. Intathe izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngoceleyo.
UMshek Chizamba wedlule emhlabeni ngolwesine ebusuku ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside. UChizamba ube ngukapteni wokuqala weqembu lesizwe elama Warriors ophakamise inkezo ngemva kokuba leli qembu linqobe kumncintiswano weSekafa Senior Challenge Cup ngomnyaka ka-1985. Uphinde njalo waphakamisa inkezo yeCOSAFA esengumqeqeshi weqembu lama Warriors ngomnyaka ka-2000. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yentathe izindaba zemidlalo yomhlubulweni wezansi kwelizwe eSports Journalist Association eSports Southern Region Love Modube uthi ilizwe lilahlekelwe kakhulu ngokubhubha kukaChizambwa.
Umdlalo wenguqu ulahlekelwe yingcithi ebivimba okukhulu kwamagama. Umemva laphana kuDynamos wama kuZimbabwe waba ngumqeqeshi wanqoba. Umsebenzi awenzileyo uyabukeka, sithi lala kuhle, lala ngokuthula, uphumulile mfowethu.
UMshek Chizamba ubesele minyaka engamatshumi ayisithupha lesithupha yokuzalwa. Ukufa kwakhe kuza kungensuku ngaki kwedlule emhlabeni umdlali wakhethwa ukuba nguye wadlala kuhle ukwedlula abanye ngomnyaka ilizwe elithole ngawo uzibuse ngo-1980 uDavid Mandigora kanye lomqeqeshi wezibambe esidukwini ngo-1985 lapho ama-Warriors athatha khona inkezo yeSekafa uMick Pool. Inhlanganiso ebona ukuqhutshwa komdlalo wenguqu elizweni yeZimbabwe Football Association izifa ngamafitshane ikhuphe umbiko ididuza imuli yakoChizambwa obe ngumfowabo kaSunday Chizambwa laye wayengukapteni waphinda waba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leDynamos kanye leqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors. Umuyi uqeqeshi amaqembu abalisele Chapungu kanye lele-Blue Ribbon ngesikhathi esengumqeqeshi. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
What a Friday, inambaling komine wena.
Wuli vigi kuhlelo What a Friday silomculi womdumo kaMaskandi uAnthony Chuma owazakala ngegama lokuthi umlandi weshishi yena ke udabuka enkayi esigabeni semathebelele North kodwa kulezi nsuku usebenzela kwele South Africa. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisa sibanda weStudio 7.
Ngomnyambambile umlandi wetshitshi elibhekise eMzansi esiyadinga ukuphila lapho wahle wangena kumculo kamaskandi othandwa kakhulu kwele South Africa. Uvele engubani kanti umlando wetshintshi?
Ngizalwa endaweni yaseNkayi, ngingaphansi kwenduna uMadliwa. Ngifunde lapho eMaphasaphasa Primary School. Ngineminyaka ewu-27, ngizokwazi unyaka ewu-28 mhla ka-7 August. La emfuleni ngidiye ngonyaka ka-2013 lapho ngaqala khona ukuhlabela.
Ukhanya eselamagama amaningi amambiza ngawo abalandeli bakhe kulumculo.
Enkayi sebengathi sigama bathi yinsimbi yasenkayi akusenani, kodwa mina ngumlandi wethu inyoni emnyama igama engidume ngalo. Album awu-4 Less 4 yesikhiphe ngo-April lona odlulileyo okuyesibhizi sigijima ngayo nalana kuma online stores
lengoma ngana masambe sokhombisa
Ukubeka ikhasisa uba ukhule elalela abaculi abaningi abatsheneyo kwaze kwamthuluka ukuthi angenelaye kwezomculo njalo uthi kabuyele emuva uye phambili ngomdumo kamasikandi.
Enkayi sakhula njengaye sezwa kuthiwa kuneselebhu lakuphi kuphi, lokhu esiwenza amaselebhresi wazele Plum Tree Lodge, kwaba umona lokuthi hayi nathi sesifuna ukukhuphula-ke indawo yangakithi Enkayi ikhuphuke ifane nezinye izizwe. Yakhuphuka kwaba yinhlanhla ukuthi nami nginayo lento lena yokuhlabela isegazini. Yingakho-ke sagcina nathi sekune-celebrity elingumlando wetshitshi kwelaseNkayi.
Uthi uthi umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu, ngakho ke ucela useko lokuZulu ukuze athuthukise umsebenzi wakhe wokucula.
Ucela i-support. Kathesi ingoma zikamlando wethu zikhona kuma music online stores, iTunes, Amazon nakwamanye futhi amastola akhona. Kungaba kuhle kakhulu sithole sesiqhathiwe sibiza endaweni ezifana nalezi lapho bazobe bethenga nebhizinesi lakho lizobe lihamba. So siyacela ukuthi nabantu bakithi besikhulise njengokusikhulisa abasenza khona singabantu abantu.
Umjumo wabomasikandi uthakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi kwelomzansi njalo uyathengwa ikonje umlando wetshitshi segxile impande ejo. Uhlelo woza Woza Friday balasobe mnandikini lonke ikamela mungu Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Anthony Chuma wazakala ngegama lokuthi ngumlando weshishi obexoxalo Ezra Chisa Sibanda weStudio 7. Singakehlukani ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abaphila ngokuzisebenza koBulawayo bathi sebemukele isiqondiso sokuma ukusebenza ngehola lesithathu ngemva kwemini enkulu, kodwa bekhala ngokuthi kuzaphazamisa umsebenzi wabo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi kufanele amazwe aseAfrika amanyane ekuthuthukiseni umnotho wawo Ngesikhathi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 umemetheka kuleli zwekazi. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngekhonapha e-Washington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.